With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More information on the shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports.
Mayor Quentin Lucas says if the Chiefs win another Super Bowl, it might be better for a smaller event at their home stadium. This way, he believes security can be managed more easily. One person was killed and 22 people wounded when gunfire broke out shortly after the Chiefs left the stage at their victory rally on Wednesday. Security experts say large gatherings combined with the prevalence of guns can make for a deadly combination. I'm Bruce Morton.
The alleged shooters were teenagers. Also, SRNnews.com, nearly $1 billion in grant money is headed to airports across the country. Updates and expansion. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
The $970 million in grants will go to 114 airports nationwide as part of efforts to refurbish and expand aging infrastructure. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the largest sum, $50 million, will go to Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport in Florida. O'Hare International Airport in Chicago will get $40 million. And airports in Phoenix, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco will each receive more than $30 million. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Apple Vision Pro headsets are being returned by buyers. Apple has a 14-day return policy. And some buyers are returning the $3,500 headsets for various reasons. Some say the headset gives them a headache and triggers motion sickness. The weight of the device and the fact that it's front-loaded has been another complaint. Oregon lawmakers are moving forward with abolishing daylight saving time. A bill eliminating the one-hour time change was unanimously passed by a Senate committee Thursday. This is SRN News. Another attack on a church in Canada.
This one happened over the past weekend at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Regina, Saskatchewan. Video footage shows a man using gasoline and matches to set the building on fire before running away. A door burned, but firefighters managed to put it out before it spread. Churches all across Canada have been the target of arson and vandalism over the past 3 years, more than 100 of them in all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Millions of Americans are observing Lent, a traditional 40-day period of fasting, self-discipline, and prayer leading up to Holy Week. It commemorates the 40 days Jesus spent in the wilderness fasting and enduring temptation by Satan. According to OpenBible.info, food is the thing that Christians are most likely to give up for Lent. Meat, chocolate, fast food, sugar, bread, and chips are the most popular items. Another thing folks are giving up? Technology. This is SRN News. Cybersecurity experts are warning that hospitals around the United States are at risk for attacks, such as the one that's crippling operations at a premier Midwestern children's hospital. Correspondent Jeremy House has more.
Experts want the government in Washington to do more to prevent such breaches. Assailants often operate from American adversaries such as Russia, North Korea, and Iran, where they enjoy big payouts from their victims and face little prospect of ever being punished. Federal health officials acknowledge the increase in cyber attacks on hospitals and say they're working to develop new rules to help healthcare facilities protect themselves against cyber threats. But they say more money is needed from Congress to help hospitals protect themselves. Jeremy House, Washington.
A burning truck's fuel tank exploded while Los Angeles firefighters were trying to fight the fire. 9 were injured, including 2 critically. More details at SRNnews.com.